This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is sum 42 or minus 41?
Blink 184. Yeah.
What? Yeah. This is actually good. I like this.
Yeah, I like this one too.
What's it? 6-7 minutes long?
Oh no!
Push on through it.
That's the name of the song.
Yep. Determined.
That's what we did for the first 6 weeks of the NFL season. We pushed on through it. Here we sit, baby. Let's go.
No doubt. So conversation to be had because it doesn't necessarily involve the Chiefs, but it involves sports. Not a snickerdoodle similar taste to that guy, but best player in football. So you take the quarterbacks out of the situation, right?
Yeah, you got to take the quarterbacks out.
If
right?
you were to start an NFL team today and you had the first overall pick in a expansion type draft where you have the first pick, every NFL player today, yeah, age-wise today, is available. Who do you take?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Sure.
I don't, because Bijan Robinson is being talked about as the best NFL player right now. And obviously everybody's kind of riding that high from Monday night and what he did.
You don't believe in the mustard man?
Is he the best player in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know who the number one player is in the NFL. What we saw on Monday night, though, was remarkable. I mean, the guy was absolutely fantastic. Who would you guys take as the number one pick overall? No quarterbacks allowed. Now, you can take defense as well if you want to do that. If there's, you know, somebody on the defensive side that's a playmaker or whatnot, you can't take a quarterback. If you're building your NFL team, who's the first player you're taking with a non-quarterback? I mean, Bijan Robinson is a great answer, but I don't know if we're prisoner of the moment or if that is the right answer. Is it Justin Jefferson, or is that too reliant on a quarterback getting you the football? You know, like, that's the way that I think. A running back or a defensive player would probably be the route that I would go, because you're really not reliant on somebody else to get you the ball so you can do your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, a handoff 100%. Is a handoff. And so if you're a wide receiver, what if your quarterback is Daniel Jones from 2 years ago and you're this great wide receiver like Malik Nabers and nobody can get you the football? So I can't pick a wide receiver in that category. There's
too many variables.
Too many variables.
Too many factors.
So I'm thinking like defensive end or probably a running back.
You could take this wide receiver.
Emeka Ekpegbo.
Could do that, yeah. Who would you go with, Dusty?
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because they are absolutely entering their prime. Both were, rookies 2 years ago. They were drafted in that 24 draft in Kansas City. There's a lot that goes into both of these cats, right? They are very good with running the football in general, which is a lot of people's mindset of what a running back should be.
Yep.
But they also are explosive without the ball in their hands, and they also can be explosive when they catch passes out of the backfield. We saw a taste of Jahmyr Gibbs. We didn't get to see the full effect, but we saw how effective he was on that first drive, first down after first down after first down. I like both of their game styles because of what they can do. They're kind of like a a modern day Christian McCaffrey, mm-hmm. and we're seeing what Christian McCaffrey is doing. He is literally holding that ship together in San Francisco.
Because that's a name that I would have brought up too. Christian right. McCaffrey is a guy, but he's always hurt, you know. Right.
And he's towards the end of it. Yep. Like we've seen the peak of Christian McCaffrey, I think, and he's having one hell of a year this year. But it would be between those two and probably somebody like Aiden Hutchinson.
See, I was going to go Myles Garrett on the defensive side.
Age is a little concerning.
It is, and it's a very good point by you to bring up the age category because I was kind of thinking age as well as I factored all this stuff in. But, man, imagine Myles Garrett on a real team. I mean, imagine what Myles Garrett would do here. Just think about that for a second. Myles Garrett here as opposed to Myles Garrett in Cleveland, I think people would view Myles Garrett as the by far de facto best football player in the game if he was here in Kansas City, just because of all the exposure and all the times we would see him make great plays in prime time. He plays in Cleveland. He's a great player, but I think he would have a better view if he was playing here in Kansas City or for any team, quite frankly, that
I'm
was winning right now.
Say Brian Burns.
Brian Burns would be another good one. But
Benito?
I'm not
gonna,
Abdul Carter is just a little too young.
Too
but
young.
I'm thinking about that. I'm trying to find the next T.J. Watt, the next Myles Garrett. That's what I'm thinking about when I think about this question. Aiden Hutchinson's that guy. Micah Parsons is Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Is Will Anderson. Do those guys turn into T.J. Watt? Do we have a player that's on that level
what
right now?
What about the spitter?
Jalen Carter, really good.
He's already missed a game for something else this year, for a heel injury, too.
And when I was on the sidelines, man, him and Jordan Davis both come into the sidelines every time. Oxygen, breathe in, taking rest. I struggle with the in-shape thing for him, too. He's a young player. He shouldn't be struggling with that.
You know what? That's an excellent point and a good observation by you. I would struggle with the off-the-field stuff with Jalen Carter. I don't know that he is – I don't know that he's – you know, the guy that I want off the field on my team.
Because that's the thing, too. Gibbs and Robinson both split carries. We never hear ego or me stuff. They've never been, as of right now, in trouble off the field.
Right.
To me, it's a coin flip. If I had the first or second pick who didn't take Bijan or took Gibbs, I'd just take the other
one. So you're definitely going one of those two guys. See, I'm split between Bijan Robinson and maybe Myles Garrett as we kind of talk through this. God, if he was on a good team, how much better he would be.
Oh, I agree. The perception would be wildly
I know he's already
different.
Going to Canton, but that gold jacket, he'd already have the gold jacket on. He'd be walking into the stadium with that thing on if he was on a good team.
Might already have it.
And I may.
Him and TJ. We'll see TJ Watt tonight going to the flag.
Oh, my God. TJ Watt's going to eat, isn't he?
I would think so, and that means zero sacks and taking out of the game completely. But we'll find out that game tonight is Flacco versus Rodgers. Neither one of those guys you would pick to start here. Somebody says Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Good
that's
call.
A good pick.
I like that, but again, that's the wide receiver and the variables. Who's his quarterback? If you're pairing him with Mahomes or even Goff, you know, at this stage of the game, sure. But if you're pairing him with Daniel Jones of 2 years ago, I'm out on that one.
No doubt. It is 8:25 on a Thursday, so it's Nate 25 here on 96.5 The Fan.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby back.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here's a good one for you.
All right.
Somebody says, why not take Josh Simmons at left tackle with your first overall pick to start a franchise? Protect your quarterback.
Great call, yeah.
It is Nate 25 on 96.5 The Fan. So we go to Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, if you could start a franchise, any player, can't pick a quarterback, who did you pick?
Can't pick a quarterback. And am I available to have this player to be fully healthy at the start of the season?
Of course, yes. This is our mythical world, Nate.
Okay, great. I actually might choose Micah Parsons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just love the idea of having a pass rusher who I know is an absolute freak who will dictate protections. He might even dictate coverages, I would say. So as much as we are an offensive league, I would still say let's do an amazing pass rusher. Like, you know, I think people forget how much juice he gave the Packers in week one, considering that Jared Goff couldn't breathe for half of that game.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So, Nate, we're looking at this week's game with Rashee Rice coming back. Chiefs now have 6-7 targets that they can go to. What Dear do you God. Expect from Rashee Rice?
Well, this will be the great storyline for this game because the Chiefs can pretty much do whatever they want, guys. Yes, I know as of right now, you should expect Jalen Moore to be the left tackle, given Josh Simmons' personal reasons for being absent from the team. But outside of Max Crosby, And in particular, that secondary, basically whatever they want to work on with Rashee Rice is what they can do. If it wants to be crossers, if it wants to be, hey, let's just get him the ball behind the line of scrimmage, which they were really good at last year, just to get the ball in his hand so that he can move and make guys miss in the open field, hey, sure, do that. If you want him to run, you know, actual intermediate routes, because you have Xavier Worthy, because you have Tyquan Thornton taking things over the top with Travis Kelce in the middle, then, hey, that's fine too. I just love the idea that whatever the Chiefs want to start Rashee Rice's integration into the offense, they can basically have a smorgasbord of what they want to pick, because the Raiders might be the worst secondary that the Chiefs play all season. And that's one of the reasons why when we knew that this was a 6-game suspension, this was probably the best outcome for Rashee Rice, because everything's building up towards that game a couple weeks from now when the Chiefs head to Buffalo against the Buffalo Bills, which, as we know, usually is a game that starts to dictate who has the inside track for the one seed.
You can find that article on ESPN that Nate Taylor has written about the return of Rashee Rice. Also, Nate, you mentioned Jalen Moore at left tackle. I've got to do my job. I've got to ask you, because I trust you more than most people in this industry. The Josh Simmons situation, it seems a bit odd. Obviously, we give him his time, his personal time to do whatever he's doing. What say you about this entire situation?
Yeah, I know we don't have a ton of time, guys, and I appreciate it, because this is the strangest situation I can think of since my first year covering the team on a daily basis. And that involved Eric Berry, who we saw every day but was not practicing during that 2018 season. And then, of course, he explained and alluded to the fact that it wasn't in his spirit anymore.
Right.
And that was difficult to hear because of how great and how inspirational of a player Eric Berry was. I have not come across anything this wild since then. I do believe it's a family matter. I do believe, Josh Simmons is back in like the Southern California, San Diego area, which is, you know, his hometown. I had the responsibility yesterday, not to ask Andy Reid, because I've done that already, but to really ask Patrick Mahomes, like, hey, man, have you talked to this guy? Patrick was very honest on Sunday, saying he didn't know where Josh was, and that, you know, it's not every day the starting quarterback has to go to the coaching staff and say, where's the left tackle? And the coaching staff really doesn't have the best answer for your franchise quarterback. So when Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he's praying for Josh Simmons, I think we all need to take that cue from the quarterback. And, you know, I'm fearful, I guess, is probably the best way I can explain what I've heard, some of which I've tried to gather and confirm, and other things that I'm still trying to, you know, pursue in terms of just having a better understanding of what Josh is going through. But I think there's a reason why Patrick just said, hey, I would, as much as I appreciate you, Nate, I'd love to keep the conversations really between us, and I'm praying for Josh, which, again, makes this, you know, not only odd, but I'm just fearful, because we don't have all the details right now. And that makes the outcome perhaps grim. And so I just want people to understand that this is really difficult for Josh. And I can't imagine what he's going through based on what I've heard. But hopefully we'll know more in the coming days.
Yeah, when you hear Andy say, you know, Veach is handling that, I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea what that means.
But he says that a lot when he doesn't want to answer questions,
correct,
Nate. You know,
correct,
like he
thank
always
you
puts that
thank
off
you
on Veach, you know?
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Like, guys, this is not in the manual for NFL general managers, right? This is where you have to become a human more so than a manager or you know, a supervisor, someone with authority. You know, it's difficult. Andy and I understand Andy's got to get the rest of the guys ready for the Raiders. That is your, historically, that's your biggest rival. They are coming into your building. You would like to be 4-3, right? You would like to start some actual momentum where you win, you know, we go on a 3-4 or 5 game winning streak. Well, in order to do that, you need to get the second win after their impressive victory over the Lions. But for Brett Veach, I mean, you could do all the, and I remember talking to a couple people about this over the last 2 days, guys, you could do all the scouting, you could do all the background, all the research, you could be aware of, like, you know, everything that is surrounding a player's life well before you select them in the draft. But, I mean, life is unpredictable, and sometimes you just don't have control over things And so you have to be a human that sympathizes, that has empathy, that is trying to communicate well to get the player to understand where you're coming from and to obviously try to, you know, meet that player at least halfway on these things. Again, I know it's got to be really frustrating for the Chiefs to not have control and to all of a sudden realize you don't have control on the eve, you know, hours before you play a primetime game against a very, you know, talented football team in the Lions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess I'll share this. You know, Josh Simmons was listed as questionable with an illness before they played Jacksonville. I think that has to relate to his absence this past Sunday and ongoing. These things are related. And so I don't know how the Chiefs necessarily handled it hours before he played the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, Josh Simmons performed amazing considering that this, what he's dealing with now, could be in relation to what happened in terms of the team saying, like, okay, well, he's questionable because he's dealing with an illness, which, again, if you are, you know, educated, that might infer you as to what might be going on. Again, I don't have all the details, but I was explained or I was sort of told yesterday that his blip on the injury report hours before kickoff in the stadium in Jacksonville is related to what he's dealing with now. So take that, you know, as information that I can give you. But for Brett Veach, I don't know how you handle this other than just be a good human. I know Brett Veach is a father. You just have to sort of lean on sort of qualities that aren't related at all to the job.
Yeah, and you know, the whole thing, though, with Andy, Brett's going to take care of that. I mean, I've heard Andy say that for 10 years now when it involves an injury or whatever the case may be, or really when he doesn't want to discuss something. And I don't blame them for not wanting to sit around and have these conversations when the answers aren't out there or they don't want to make answers public at this point in time. Right. The good news is Jalen Moore is part of this team, and I think everybody feels really good about him.
Yeah, and he's just a professional. I mean, he's someone who learned the best way possible for a guy who was not a starter who entered the league. He learned from Trent Williams. And so, hey, you can rely on all those lessons, all those teaching. Hey, you did have, you know, a couple spot starts, you know, even last year when Trent Williams was injured. So he can rely on that. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, I got to perform in week one in a new system. Well, thankfully for Jalen Moore, he's had 5 weeks to get used to the Chiefs system, to see what Josh Simmons has done, to see what Patrick Mahomes likes, how he wants to feel in the pocket on certain down and distance situations. And, oh, by the way, it must be really nice for you to just come out and just say, hey, Aiden Hutchinson is not ruining the game. And essentially he'll have to do that next week, you know, on Sunday. Hey, you know, Max Crosby is not going to ruin the game because I'm on the team. I'm going to be accountable, and that's going to let the offense sort of function. You know, it's remarkable, guys, that he didn't know he was going to start until the day of the game, and the offense didn't miss a beat against, a good football team. Like, the Lions will be in the playoffs, and they scored 30 points relatively easy. So as long as Jalen Moore can give you a repeat performance against the Raiders, I have no questions that the Chiefs will score perhaps 30 or more against the Raiders, depending on how well the defense does on their part.
Nate, last one around the Simmons situation. Do you think we have an answer by the end of the game on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's my best educated guess right now.
Okay.
This thing, I'm trying to find the right word. I don't want to say, like, when we talk about injuries, I say, like, hey, this might linger, mm-hmm. even if the player comes back and he plays, right? So for this situation, it's somewhat similar. This is ongoing, mm-hmm. and there might be more twists, there might be more turns. Look, I mean, the Chiefs are trying to gather information literally as we're talking right now, and they don't have all the information.
Right.
And again, that's a bit unusual, given how important football is, and you know, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. But I would be more surprised if we had all the details by Sunday.
Do you think?
Go ahead. No, I just don't think this is going to be wrapped up anytime soon.
Do you think he plays again this season?
Oh, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
But
what's the percentage you would go with as of today?
I mean, the kid loves football. I mean, no matter who I've talked to today, or no matter who I've talked to this week, mm-hmm. And that's in the league, that's within the organization, that's teammate specific, the dude loves football. I mean, again, guys, he was going through something hours before, you know, his first time ever performing on Monday Night Football and still went out there and did a hell of a job. I mean, based on what I learned yesterday, I was just like, I almost came away just more impressed with how he's performed over the last couple weeks before any of this became, you know, a greater situation. So I want fans to understand, like, it's not like the dude loves football or he doesn't love football or like he doesn't care about his teammates. Like, all those things you don't have to question. This is extremely serious. And if it gets resolved, hey, who knows? From a month from now, he could be back on the field. He could be back to being a guy that we thought, hey, he's on the trajectory to be an all-pro player, guys. Like, that's why you took him in the first round. But life is complicated. Life is unpredictable. No doubt. I don't have a great definitive answer for you guys, but if he has a chance to get back to normalcy and get back to football, he will do that. He will be more than capable of returning on the field and being the player that we've seen over the first 5 weeks of the season. So definitely a possibility. I just don't know when that'll happen.
Nate, this week it's Raider week, obviously a big one for the division, a big one to get another AFC win and whatnot. How do you see the Raiders trying to stop this offense besides praying?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, because early in the season, like before the Chiefs had Xavier Worthy, the answer was actually, hey, just go blitz Patrick Mahomes because you don't want to give him time to sort of get into, like, you know, creating, you know, extended plays out of the pocket. Well, Patrick Mahomes isn't really good against the blitz situation where he came back. Now they have Rashee Rice, and you go, well, we definitely don't want to blitz. So you basically want to drop four, you definitely want to, like, rush four, maybe, you know, drop eight into coverage when you get into, like, the red zones or, like, third down situations. You know, you're going to need turnover luck. Mahomes has been probably the most precise quarterback with the football this season. When he actually has let go of the ball. So, you know, can you punch a ball out from a ball carrier, right? If that's Isaiah Pacheco, if that's Juju Smith-Schuster, if that's Xavier Worthy, like, I would be telling the Raiders, hey, try to punch the football, try to get us an extra possession or two. Hell, I don't know, onside kick in, like, the third quarter, because you can do that now. Just tell everybody in the building. We know we're the team with plenty of disadvantages. We're going to try to create as much havoc as we can. I used to always tell opposing fans, opposing coaching staff, like when they used to play the Chiefs in like 2020 or 2022, like the game's not normal once you play this team, right? So do anything that is outside of your comfort zone, hoping that it sort of affects the actual team that has the better players, the better roster, the better coaching staff. So if you're the Raiders, mix it up as best you can and hope Geno plays out of his mind, because that's one of the more disappointing parts of the season. I thought Geno Smith would give the Raiders a level of competence that they would not be in the predicament they're in right now. But a large reason why they've lost their games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The season is because Geno has actually not played that well.
Nate, I mean this every week. I mean it more this week. Thanks for doing what you do. You do a great job at it. I know this week has probably been more tough than you've had to deal with in the last decade, but keep doing the Lord's work, man. We appreciate you, what you do over there at ESPN.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys as always, and thanks for giving me the time.
You bet. Absolutely. That's Nate Taylor of ESPN. A lot to kind of dive in there. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.